I didn't know we were done yet. I usually go 30 seconds.
I did a great fade of the song.
And Lukios wasn't ready. This is why.
This is why Nick's not here, because Nick just messed up the chemistry in this room.
No, I love that Nick's back from suspension.
Oh.
Academic leave, we'll call it.
Is that it? Do you have bad grades? What did we decide on before the show?
Coach's decision.
I was a healthy scratch.
Coach's decision on this one.
We decided that Mike Shuley's annoying and then we wanted you back.
Mike Shuley just talks too long. We have like you.
I already talk long enough.
And then you had Mike and I was like, okay, I just sat here
for 2 weeks. A different dynamic between me and Mike Shuley where Mike Shuley is a sportscaster.
Mike Shuley's all business.
All business. I like Shuley. But personality Shuley. Department, you want a Nick Hedrick for that.
No, I'd say Mike's not like...
I agree.
The right personality for a show like this. Mike's got personality, though.
Mike is a very personal guy. Very big personality. We're not talking about Mike Shuley right now, though.
Yeah, we're talking about women's basketball. Women's basketball.
Dribble, shoot.
Dribble, shoot. You know what? That's the best analysis I've heard on this show all semester.
Shoot your shot.
You know what? Luke Yost, you're technically in charge of this show.
Ooh, that is right. I'm the only one without a computer, by the way.
Where are we going here? You have a computer right next to you, by the way. I know people can't see it because we're on the radio, but you sit there going, we don't have a computer, and yet you have a computer.
All right, where are we going?
You know, where do you want to go?
Let's start up about this Bryant game that I pretty much almost peed myself watching, at least. It's terrifying.
Like peed of excitement, fear.
Fear.
Why fear?
Because it was like one of those things that it was just like they didn't seem to have control of the game. But, you know, never wavered. Coach, we never wavered.
Yeah.
I did. I was like, there's no way they're going to win this game.
And you know the reason for that?
Why?
Game manager. Coach B. I'm telling you, out of every coach at Robert Morris University, I know Andy Toole is the best coach under
not
in a game
decided
by five. We're not talking about them. We're not talking about them. Mike Shuley's at the door. Should I let him in? What's the verdict here, guys? Nick Hedrick says no.
I'm the elect.
What's your vote?
No.
I'm sorry. Oh, he's coming in anyway. All right. Well, I'm gonna finish my thought though.
The Electoral College voted no.
Yeah, we voted no. We voted you out. We replaced you with Nick Hedrick, Mike Shuley.
I was on this show originally.
The door's not very soundproof.
Yeah. Well, at Dr. Chris Howard, could we please get a more soundproof door? I don't know if that's in the budget or not.
Definitely not in the budget.
It's not in the budget.
Can we slide it in there? Can we like have it under like miscellaneous expenses and they'll just never know?
Am I officially tapped in now?
Yeah, come on, get in here. All right, so we're talking about the game. Apparently, by the way, in case you want to know, Luke Yost almost peed himself at this game out of fear.
I was terrified.
Jeez. He couldn't control his
blouse. It was running down his leg, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you wear a tie?
I did.
Well, let me tell you something.
But let me explain this, right? So I wore a tie for the Super Bowl too. I wore a blue shirt with a yellow tie. Support of the Rams. They lost. Like, okay, that's not a big deal.
Are we talking about your tie winning streak thing here?
Yes.
You know, I appreciate you or, you know, again,
Luke,
we're unbiased
into
reporters
this
here.
How far are we into this show?
We're currently looking at 3 minutes.
We've had no real content.
We haven't mentioned anything about the basketball team.
All right, well, hold on. I'm going to tell him I think his tie is a load of crap.
Can I say that.
That's not swearing, right?
Can I get us back on the rails here?
Well, I wanted to talk about how Coach B is the best game manager in all of RMU athletics coaching. Best game manager. In tight games, he knows how to put the right people in the right spots, and that's why they're 10-0 in conference play.
Yes. Yost, I have a question for you because I wasn't able to make it to the game.
What's that?
I've never seen them play Bryant in person. Is Sidney Holloway that good? I mean, Nick Azebo had, seven points, eight assists?
Yeah.
I mean,
don't tell me Sidney Holloway's not that good. Saying
hold on.
Jessica Kovacs is overrated.
I'm not trying to be like, I've never seen her in person. Is she that dominant of a player? Because she's kind of undersized. I believe
she gets what she gets. Like, she gets her points. She gets her rebounds. But she's not like a flashy scorer. She's not a flashy.
She does what she has to do.
She just plugs.
I mean, but that's kind of how like a NECA is. Yeah. Like NECA Zeebo is not flashy, and that's why like again you don't see like the conversation about her.
I mean, going into that game, Holloway had been just torching the league, right? And NECA held her to what, 12 points? NECA and Erie held her to 12 points over the course of the game. Was that the matchup then? Was NECA and Erie versus her?
The matchup
was
really
her versus Nadej.
Natalie Villaflor. Sidney Holloway. That was the matchup that they ran with.
Really?
You know, that's impressive. We talk about Bella Posset a lot in terms of freshmen. Natalie Villaflor, and really in conference play, has been, and defensively, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've seen her, you know, come down with a key block right in the paint. But she could shoot the three too. I mean, great player.
She runs the floor, probably one of the best in the NEC. She her transition basketball game is very, very good.
And that's huge. Again, in a team like Robert Morris that's built on their defense, that is huge. And that's what kept them in this game, is stuff like that, hustle players.
I don't have a laptop in front of me right now. What can I get some of the like shooting percentages? Can someone rattle those off
like
for me?
Like season wide or from this game?
No, from this game, because I'm going to go on a limb.
Well,
and
RMU shot 42.6%.
Wow.
All right, that's.
But Bryant shot 35.7%.
See, and that's your difference. What about the foul shooting? Because this RMU team is
53%.
For Bryant,
72.7.
Wow,
Robert Morris has been cooking.
They've been getting a lot better from the foul line, and that's the old basketball adage: when it's a close game, you win or lose on foul shots.
Yeah,
you know,
you're right.
How many foul shots did Bryant lose?
They missed six.
They
were 7 for 13
out of 13.
Yeah. Well, there's your game.
And Robert Morris got up 22 times. Yeah. They're, you know, 11 times to the line, but they shot 22 free throws.
That's another impressive
thing. They're drawing
fouls. They're so good on defense, and they don't send the other team to the foul line.
Yeah.
And I think that's big credit to your bigs inside because, you know, those are going to be the people that attract the most fouls when they're coming over to play help defense.
And that's a big credit to, you know, again, because that was a problem that NECA had. You know, really her first 2 years, you didn't see her get as many minutes because she'd be in so much foul trouble. And that was because, you know, people would just kind of go at her. She was talking to us on, last Wednesday about that? And she was talking about the no-catch zones.
Yeah.
And so, really, they do a great job of basically – and I think this is a big credit to why, you know, they haven't been calling as many fouls. Is basically, they say, look, they shouldn't even be trying to get a pass inside the paint. And so, because of that, you're getting less situations where NECA and Nadej and Erie and all those, you know, bigs on that team – are having to deal with those situations so that it becomes harder to draw fouls because it's just hard to get into the paint in general.
Yeah, and I think going on the foul trouble thing, she did foul out of this game. NECA fouled out of this game when the game was tied.
Wow.
Which is big.
That's getting your best player out of the game.
And then they brought in Ozzie, and it was just business as usual.
That's the big part of this team, man. You think, wow, NECA Zebo's out. We got this. It's a tie game. You know, we just got to send it to overtime. And then you just send someone else out. It doesn't matter.
Then they just plug in Erie Ozymamadou.
They had 25 bench points this game.
Yeah. That was almost half their points.
That's about half their points came off the bench. This is top
to
bottom. Well, Augusta had 12 points, and
she doesn't start.
Well, Nina's good for 10 points off the bench every night, it seems like.
Yeah.
She's just been on an absolute tear this last stretch of games.
She had 12 this game off the bench.
That's why Luke Yost is going to try to have her on CSC this Thursday night.
We tried to have a women's basketball interview.
Where are they?
Okay, well, one time was the weather.
Yeah.
What do you mean three times?
This would be our third chance at.
Well,
third
yeah. Okay. So you had two times. Luke Yost came up to me today, by the way. And for those of you that don't know, Luke produces Colonial Sports Center.
You're right.
Luke came up. Not he's like, well. He's like, we're not asking for a women's basketball player again. And I was like, why, Luke? And he's like, well, every time it doesn't happen. Well, the first time was like the coldest weather in the last,
like,
what, like 20 years? And then the time before that. You know,
we were the
because
only
classes
open.
Were canceled, Bella Posit had to do like a video thing or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you'll be fine.
Maybe blame yourself.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes. If you run that show like you run this show, it's no surprise.
Oh. Wow. All right.
Speaking,
and, you know,
speaking
I'm just
of
saying,
shows here.
I don't know. I like Colonial Sports Center more, but.
I do. I love
Nick
Hedrick.
But
Hedrick.
I like Nick Hedrick more.
I'm technically the guest on this show. But you're never
okay.
Here.
You're a regular. You're special all the time.
What are your thoughts? Like kind of an out.
Don't call him outside. Don't call me.
I don't want to call you an outsider.
Just because he got suspended. All right.
Just because I was a healthy scratch.
Academically
eligible. This program.
Now he's back to healthy. Now test came back clear.
Yeah, the kidneys are all good.
Yeah.
We took a sabbatical. Healthy scratch.
What are your just overall thoughts on this team? Because
that is a good.
The
point.
Three of us just
go
on and on forever.
I think. On Sam said earlier they're one of the best teams on campus. I'd say they're the best team on campus.
Yes.
I think non-conference play, everybody was really worried. I mean, there were articles put out about, you know, are they that good this year or not? But I think the big
I wonder who that was.
I think the big problem
what did I say?
He goes, there were articles put out about, you know, whether or not how good they were this year.
I think the big I think a big deal about it was Coach B had to figure out who to play with who, because this team's so talented from top to bottom, and by the time NEC play rolled around, they figured it all out.
Which, again,
and now they've won 10 in a row.
Yeah.
And I mean, look at how they've been dominating the majority of these teams.
They've been winning by an average of about 20 points per game. The only team that's really kept it close has been Bryant, and then CCSU tonight.
CCSU, the final of that one was 7 points. Those were the two closest games.
Besides that, it's been double
going
digits.
Into that Bryant game on Saturday, then Bryant 3 points again. I think if I'm RMU and we're getting down into the playoffs, I don't want to see Bryant in my
What's interesting is the way that this is stacking up right now. Bryant's currently a 7 seed right now, which means all they have to do is drop one more spot, get that 8. All of a sudden, you've got this first-round matchup that doesn't seem as much of a gimme as a lot of first-round matchups have been in the past. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're smelling upset.
What's LIU's Brooklyn chances of making?
Okay, let's be clear. While Robert Morris has been on a 10-game winning streak, LIU Brooklyn has been on a 10-game losing streak. They are 1-20.
Okay, so I went back Yikes. and I watched the highlights from the LIU Brooklyn Robert Morris game. The score of that game at one point was like 36-4.
It was a tear.
Woo!
But, Lordy. Back to the topic
at hand here.
This Bryant team, it just seems like they're one of those teams, man. They just play.
Okay, John Gruden, wrong sport, bro. And you want to know why? They match up so well with Robert Morris.
They do.
Because they have a ton of depth, too. Again, you look at this team, they had players. They had, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players come off the bench, and one of them includes Kira Palmer. And
Kira Palmer is no joke.
She's not a bench player. She's good enough to be a starter on a lot of other NEC teams.
She shot lights out. She was 4
at Robert Morris.
Hey, Sam, I got a question for you.
All right.
What's up, John? What is the average margin of defeat for the Bryant Bulldogs?
For the Bryant Bulldogs?
If that's available.
You know what? Give me a sec.
Because the gears
Well, their score margin's -17.8.
Okay.
But let's see NEC play, because that's the telling thing for Robert Morris, because it's tight for Robert Morris overall.
And my thing is it really just constantly coming down to possibly foul shooting at the end of the day for this Bryant team, and that's what's preventing them from winning those close games?
Well, here on the good old NEC official statistics page, Robert Morris and Bryant are the two worst teams in terms of free throw percentage.
That is intriguing, isn't it?
I'm smelling
Robert Morris is last.
So imagine if they had played Bryant twice with a Bryant team that could actually shoot free throws.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, again, Bryant is a team that's what? They're 5-6 in conference play?
Bryant, man, I wish I had my laptop here right now. See what happens when you show up late to the show.
This is a lesson for all kids. Don't show up.
In all defense, I had 6 weeks to get my stuff ready.
Because, to be fair, this Bryant team, the first time they played RMU, they caused 20 turnovers. Granted, Bryant turned the ball over 25 times themselves. Wasn't this a bit of an issue that we kind of talked about when we were because you were chiming in. We were out at that restaurant in Nashville, and you were giving
updates
from the game, and you're like, wow, they have 12 turnovers in the first half or something like
that. It was 10 in the first quarter.
Yeah, in the first quarter?
It was the first quarter, yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was a lot. They were up, but they were up by one.
So in 12 minutes, they turned the ball over 10 times.
In 10 minutes, they turned the ball over. It's 10-minute quarters.
Oh, yeah. What? Jeez. That makes it even more astounding.
Yes.
So this Bryant team, I'm really worried about this Bryant team.
This Bryant team's good.
So let's talk about this, because Mike Shirley did bring up a good point. So I on the Bryant side, I couldn't find the scoring margin. Robert Morris' site is easier to navigate, I'm just saying. But we're going to read down the conference scores, all right?
Central Connecticut site's worse than Bryant's, just a warning for later in the show.
Nellie Brooks not great either.
All right, so first conference game, who do they play? None other than the LIU Brooklyn Blackbirds.
Win.
Yes, but the final score was 69-62, a 7-point win. Wow. Squeezing out the dub. Second game, St. Francis Brooklyn. That's going to be a loss, 60-55, 5-point loss. Mount St. Mary's, win, 73-68, 5-point win.
Hold on, Sacred Heart. Start adding these up, Hedrick. You got a calculator.
Oh, we're doing math here.
What are we doing? All right,
I'm going to start giving you margins of victory.
I'm adding up the point.
Yeah.
Yost, the number of points they've lost.
I don't have my phone on me.
All right, so ready? We got plus 7.
7.
We're doing math on the show. I'm really proud of us. Minus 5.
Minus 5.
Plus 5.
Wait.
We're getting a scoring margin.
He's going to do the win. Oh, we're going to do overall scoring
margin? Yeah, why not?
Okay, yeah. You get the time off, Yost.
All right. Nice. Minus 1.
Minus 1.
Minus three.
Minus three.
Plus three.
Plus three.
Plus 12.
Plus 12.
Minus 10.
Minus 10.
Minus one.
Minus one.
Minus three.
Minus three.
What do we come out
to?
Who's
the minus one?
Four.
To?
Four.
No, yeah. So, I mean, they basically break even at NEC play. So they're a team that I feel like, you know what? They're 5-6 in conference play, and I feel like that's applicable because it seems like they're good enough to compete with every team, but they're also at a level where, again, stuff like free throws has cost them in games.
Can we go a little bit deeper here? Just
I mean, how deep you want to go?
I want to see if the foul shooting is really that big of a problem for this Bryant team. Pick some of these games and look at some of the foul shooting numbers.
So let's go to, because they played Central Connecticut last Saturday. It was a one-point loss. We'll pull it up right now.
What did they average on the year for foul shooting?
Oh, I closed.
Isn't it like 66% or something like that? It's nothing too great.
So they lost by one to CCSU. It was a 75% free throw shooting.
Okay,
game. They were 12 for 16.
For a team, that's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, we will go to
Bryant's free throw on the year is 0.667.
What about that
10
point loss?
So 66%.
Fairleigh Dickinson, FDU, is 66.7%.
Right,
they were 12 for 18.
That's right on their season average.
Yes. And you think, you know, again, if you're somehow perfect from the line,
and this
line,
is
which
dead last
wants,
in the NEC, or is it second to last?
Second to last.
RMU is dead last, yes.
All right, let's see the win, the 72-60 win. So their biggest conference win. Let's see the free throws here, because if it, you know.
Against CCSU,
they shot 68.8%. So, you know, at the end of the day, it comes to the tight games. Yeah, Nick Hedrick, what do you got?
I just would like to thank you for having me back. I have to go film a project. now that my group is here.
No, you're good. All right, you know what, Nick Hedrick?
You know,
should we play him like some goodbye music? Like,
you know,
a song?
Someone cue up.
I'm back for good now.
Yeah,
I'm back for good. The rest of the season, all the way, we're here till the
end. All the way to Connecticut.
Are we gonna do a show in whatever? Yeah, right now we're gonna talk like we're going to the tournament, because you know why the heck not? Right now they're projected to be in Connecticut if they win the NEC tournament.
I was super.
If we're driving, I'm
going.
All right.
I don't do planes.
You don't do planes.
Planes heights terrify me, and planes terrify me.
What if we like sedate you?
If you give me some pills to relax me, I will definitely go.
All right,
I'm not saying illegal. I'm just saying, you know, the stuff they give you to like calm you down. Like,
well, I mean, you
melatonin.
Definitely could get it. Yeah,
yeah.
We'll get you the melatonin.
If we give you some of that, I would be more than
and
happy.
And well, what you do is we'll keep you up for like 2 days, so you're exhausted. So
right.
When you hit the plane, you just pass out.
Right.
Well, what is?
All of a sudden, you wake up. You're on the wrong plane. It's like Home Alone 2.
But Nick Hedrick's such a joyful person. I'd love to see what a crabby Nick Hedrick would be. I feel it would be terrible. He'd just be clapping at everybody.
I mean, you know, you do what you got to do, man. All right, Nick Hedrick, get to your group project.
Well,
we're going to keep talking.
I wish you luck.
That we've had 2 weeks to do.
God bless.
Just like me, you're starting now.
How long did it take you?
I'm like,
this podcast is brought to you by Procrastination.
We got
the official
that's
fuel of
everything
college students
I do.
Everywhere.
I interviewed Bella Poston a week
way.
And a half ago.
Like
I got
an
my
hour
package
and a half,
yesterday.
We got off the rails. My part
semi done.
It's not fully
right
done
now.
Yet.
All right.
Yeah.
Semi-done.
By the way,
I'll see you guys later.
Colonial Sports Center. We got a Isabella Poston package
maybe.
Brewing. Now, whoa.
Okay, all it's right. Gonna be on. It's just maybe
it's
not this
be,
week.
It's gonna make it at some point.
Maybe right. Not this week. Yeah.
Well, my mom's coming this weekend. I kind of wanted to
oh,
see the package.
Oh, your mom's coming
this week?
Yeah. Oh,
she's
well, gonna
be
she
watching the
watch
show.
It, I mean,
yeah. All right.
Oh, when's your mom coming?
She's coming on Thursday.
Oh, she's flying in just for CSC.
No.
Darn.
Nobody flies in just for CSC. I'm sorry.
I'm really upset about that.
Man. I would.
No,
yeah,
show
you
this
would,
week.
But you're a dweeb, so. All right, can we got to get back to this? We were on a good roll, Nick Hedrick. You ruined our momentum.
I think that.
I can't believe it.
I think that this is a good transition now to this upcoming game tonight, the Central Connecticut
State. All right.
Central Connecticut.
Look at that. Look at that. Mike Shuley, this is why you're around, keeping us on track. Well, I love it.
Let's go to the preview. All
right.
From Athletics here.
Oh, that's a nice little graphic there.
Some game notes. Hey, man, Ethan Loy knows his stuff.
Laura
man.
Carrasco flexing on the poster for the game.
She has a little muscle
graphic.
Thing happening right there.
She got a little muscle.
I don't know how I feel about us breaking down this image here.
I usually don't like these graphics personally.
She's a Division I athlete. Yost.
Yeah, she's got
a
little muscle.
Of course she has.
No.
She's not like us.
All right, so let's break it down, ladies and gentlemen. Series history against Central Connecticut. Robert Morris is 27-14 all time, but they're also 19-3 at home, currently on an 8-game winning streak against Central Connecticut. The last time they played them, at Central Connecticut, in New Britain, Connecticut, Robert Morris won 64-57, one of their closest, games in conference play this season. But, again, you know, Central Connecticut, they're a team, you know, they're They're an NEC team. They're there.
They got
they're
the
nothing
fifth.
Flashy
last
exciting.
Time these guys played last time Robert Morris played CCSU at home though. CCSU went on a 15-2 scoring run in the fourth quarter.
I think
and
I
lost by
that.
What seven?
And that's what made it tight, man.
Six.
That's what made it tight.
All right.
I was at that game. Right. Me and Kiss covered that one.
So we got a top tier scorer on this Central Connecticut team. I believe is it Kiana or Kiara Patterson?
Kiana Patterson. She was a preseason All NEC selection.
I believe she averages or coming in. I believe they just played St. Francis, right?
Yes.
I think coming into that game, she was averaging something along the lines of like 17.1 a game.
16.9
now. Yes. So she took a little hit, but
three assists per game.
Yeah,
33 minutes
per
game.
Actually, one of the things with her, I don't believe it's still true, but when I wrote the preview for this game, she was one of four players averaging with a positive assist-to-turnover ratio in the entire NEC.
So what that tells me from the three assists per game is that she isn't turn the ball over, like, at all.
No.
You know? Maybe two times per game, which is pretty good. I mean, that's something you're happy about. If you, you know, that's been a problem with, you know, RMU. Again, we talked about it against Bryant. So not only is Kiana Patterson a great scorer, but she doesn't make a lot of, you know, really blatant mistakes. It sounds like to beat Patterson, you know, it's almost just limiting her scoring, you know, making shots tougher to come by.
I believe they also have a big on that team, Yost.
They do. Andy Lydon. She's a Pittsburgh native.
I don't know if that's who it is, but they have one with – oh, no, I'm sorry. This girl, it might have been her. She has one of the top, like, shooting percentages in the entire NEC. She's a very good secondary scorer from her. I do not know.
She has 5.4 rebounds per game.
For Bryant that I'm thinking of.
It might be. Yeah. Now, Lydon, 9.1 points per game, 5.4 rebounds per game, and one steal per game.
That's still solid. That's some quality secondary scoring.
And she's a
right
senior,
there.
Which means, you know, if anything, you got the maturity and she's a veteran.
And the experience.
This isn't as much of a road game for her, again, because she's from this area. So,
where'd she go to high school?
It's escaping me right now, but I know that she's from around here. I think it's Coriopolis. I'm pretty confident.
Really?
Actually. Yeah.
There's only one Penn Trafford grad in the NEC women's basketball, I think.
Mike Shirley's got to show that Penn Trafford
pride. I thought you were talking about Tim Vecchio football.
No. Maria Pallarino for St. Francis, Brooklyn.
All right. We'll keep a note out. We'll keep a note out next Monday.
1,000 points in the Whippeel.
There you go.
All right, man.
Success.
So here's the thing. All right. We're gonna break down CCSU as a team here. We'll look at the I'm going to run off some quick numbers. All right.
All right.
Central Connecticut. Similar to Robert Morris, strong defensive team. They're the first in the NEC in three-point percentage defense. Teams only shoot 29.2% against them. They rank second in field goal percentage defense at 39.1% against. And they rank near the bottom of the league in offensive categories. So, again, they're a team that's not going to put up a lot of numbers. They're going to be a team that keeps it close. So, again, that's why it was only a 64-57 game, because they're grinders. Where's John Gruden's impression over there? The Gruden grinders.
Listen here, man. These girls, they really know how to play some defense out there. I respect that.
Thanks, Sean. But yeah, they're eighth in points per game at 59.7. Luke, you're right over there.
No, I just the way
rate that Gruden on a scale of 1 to 10.
I give it a seven. Yeah, seven's a solid number. 7.4 maybe.
Thanks, man.
You need more of like a scowl when you do it, you know?
It's kind
of
difficult to do that, man. That's why I do it on the radio. That's in my face.
Did anyone ever tell you have a face for radio?
My mom said that to me one time.
Oh,
jeez. Right, back to basketball.
I was insulting you about not running earlier. Wow, this is rough, man. Luke, yeah.
It's been a long day.
But yeah, they're not good offensively. So, you know, the thing is for Central Connecticut is if they want to hang in this game, they have to limit Robert Morris offensively. Which they can, because their defense is really good. So for Robert Morris, it's understanding that, you know, you have to get your baskets any way you can. Odds are it's not going
to
be a lot of three-point shots.
It's
going
to be a similar game to Bryant.
It's going
to
be really similar to Bryant.
It's just
like
the
eerie.
Same thing.
Yeah. And you know what? This is the interesting thing. Is this how you match up with Robert Morris this year? Is that the kryptonite for Charlie Mascalia's Robert Morris team?
What a song, by the way.
But here's the thing.
Great song.
Three Doors Down. Kryptonite.
Should we close the show with that?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, well, you got to get it queued up. I don't have any electronic devices on me.
Yeah, we'll make it work. We'll figure it out. But here's the thing, all right? Yeah, is that the kryptonite for Robert Morris? That's the important question.
Oh, we got the gears turning now. We've got one good song going. I honestly think
that was a question, though.
I think the teams match up differently, you know. You know, Patterson's a guard, and she's their primary scoring option. But and we've seen, you know, NECA handle some of the best bigs in the conference. We saw Villaflor do a great job on the wing guarding Holloway. And now it's time to see. I'm assuming the matchup is probably going to be Posset on Patterson right off the jump.
I mean, that makes sense because you got someone who's strong defensively.
Point guard versus point guard.
Yeah.
Just straight up matchup there. But I also think it's going to be interesting. Let's say Posset's shots aren't falling for early on.
Yeah.
Is Coach B confident enough in Nina Augustin's defense?
Well, that brings up a different point. What if you take Posset out of the game, move Natalie Villaflor up to just match up with Patterson on D, and then have Nina Augustin match
so
up with
somebody
else?
Villaflor,
which, by the way, that's exactly how I would do it. I agree with Luke Yost
there. So
you
both think Villaflor is a good enough defender that she could drop down and
yeah,
guard a guy?
Phenomenal defender, yeah.
Guard someone at the point?
Yes. Right. I think that. I think, you know, the other matchup you look at is Leiden versus Azebo. I think Azebo wins that, yes. She beats Catherine Haynes, who I think is the closest comparison.
What, 7-4 in the
yeah.
matchup?
And same with Holloway being limited. I think that, you know, NECA's proved, and, you know, Leiden's a little bit taller. She's got more size, I think, but, you know, so did Haynes. I think Robert Morris, I think the way you win this game, personally, is Robert Morris goes to them and goes, we do what you do better than what you do.
Pretty much.
Our defense is better than yours. Doesn't matter if we can't score. Our defense will shut your defense down more than your defense will shut down.
Do you think this offense is gonna put up some points tonight, or do you think they're
going to... No, I think it's going to be a grinded out game.
It's going to be a grind.
I think you could see Central Connecticut score under 50 points. I think that's something that is a very real possibility. Again, this is a Robert Morris team that only allows about, what, 50 points
like
per game in conference play, and it's like 55 points per game in all overall, which is good for like top 20.
Are we closing in on prediction time here? Yes,
we are. We got about a minute 30 left in the show. All right,
let's do it. I got kryptonite queued up.
Well, let me tell you, for some reason, I just don't have a good feeling about this game.
Ooh.
It's just not giving me a positive vibe.
It's because Sam called that trap game. I think it is a trap.
I think this is this could be the first loss on the calendar.
So give me your prediction, Mike Shuley. Give me the prediction. Give it to me.
This might hurt me personally.
58-56 Blue Devils. Now, granted,
Blue Devils.
I think in my predictions I picked RMU, but for some reason I just woke up this morning. I walked into the studio right now, and I'm just not.
That hurts.
Who crapped in your cornflakes,
I don't
sir?
Know. I'm really hungry, though. Who wants
That's
to go
it.
Get food after this?
I'll dabble with that.
All right.
All right, Luke Yost, I'm going to give my prediction, and then you can
right,
close
Sam
out
Anthony.
The show. I disagree with you vehemently. This is not the game that they drop on. They're coming off a weekend before where they just played one game. So they're feeling fresh. They're feeling good. They're 10-0. Now, I get it. You know, the trap game and the feeling of, hey, you got over that hump of – you know, getting to 10-0, which was the greatest start in program history. You know that was in the back of people's minds. I don't care what they say. It was in the back of their minds. The reason I don't think it's a trap game is because how the game went before. If they had gone and they had just demolished the Bryant Bulldogs, I think you're coming in with a little too much confidence, a feeling. But I think, look, they know they're in for a similar game here. And I think the defense is really going to come to play. Expect points to be hard to come by. My final score prediction, 52-40.
Can I clarify my prediction here?
Yeah.
So my brain is telling me that they're going to win. I think they're going to win. But my gut, I just got this feeling in my gut that they're going to lose. And I'm going with my gut today.
All right, so Shuley's shock picks, were those more brain picks or gut picks?
Bad picks.
Bad picks. Every week.
Nothing shocking about those. Yikes. All right, Luke Yost, give it to me. Come on.
All right. So, I just want to say Robert Morris is going undefeated in regular season conference play.
I think so, too.
That's a guarantee.
I probably
and
say. Okay, well, hold on. They play St. Francis twice. I don't know if I call it a guarantee.
A guarantee.
Is that a Yost guarantee? Can we make a bet on this?
That
can we wager on this?
Guarantee.
Stamp.
All right, hold on. I want to do a wager on whether or not they go undefeated or not, Luke Gios. I mean, I think they could go undefeated. But here's the thing.
What's our wager?
So if Robert Morris goes undefeated in conference play, I will sing your song of choice at the end of the following show. But if they don't go undefeated, you have to go on air right after their first loss and sing the song that I pick.
All right. That's darn. Fair.
All right, cool. Now give me your prediction. Jeez.
Now, it's going to be, again, close game. I'd say Robert Morris puts up 60 on CCSU. It's going to be like 62-54. Close game, but Robert Morris going to pull it out in the end.
All right.
Foul shooting wins.
Beautiful.
Hit that music.
All right, ready?
Cue it up.
Lots of walk around the world to ease my troubled mind.